Hello, this is Rose and Claire speaking. When we first came across this project, when we were asked to participate in it, it was in 2018. So, of course, long before COVID struck us, and the whole idea of a letter to the future and the possibility of it being found apparently in about 1,000 years' time, when the ice melted, of course that's also under question as to when, could be earlier. The whole thought and the daunting prospect of trying to synthesize what one might want to say to somebody or something finding this in 1,000 years' time was a great responsibility and took some time to think about what that might be, which in itself was a very good exercise. But of course, with the idea really of thinking of that extension of time, suddenly in a way changed when we realized that down the road from us, actually there's a castle in the middle of Tuscany, where of course there are many castles of this nature that are more than 1,000 years old, and in fact are still being occupied by the descendants of people from that period. And that made one realize that actually 1,000 years is not such a long time. Maybe technologically it is. There's been a huge advance in so many ways. Our world is not quite the same. Our interaction is not quite the same, especially the last, let's say, even decades that we've lived through. However, the fact is that the basic human needs and situations dealing with all of the crisis that we're dealing with during COVID, whether it be political or social or migration, and particularly obviously climate and what has been caused by that, that has brought us back, funny enough, to very basic tenets and values where we all are confined to our shells and having to understand about all kinds of relationships and situations and differences and the relation between ourselves and nature and what is obviously being a totally destructive period, but also very constructive in terms of a possible rebirth. And speaking of rebirth takes us to the Renaissance. And speaking of plague takes us to the plague and the Black Death. But thinking of Florence itself and the Renaissance and the thought that it took 1,000 years span between a philosophical thinking and a way of totally rejuvenating perhaps a world not unsimilar to ours in its basics, tenets of war, of hunger, of famine, of plague, of disease, and for a group of people to suddenly get very inspired by writings of 1,000 years before them, of Plato, Plotinus, the Greeks, the Arabic scientific and esoteric philosophies as well, that somehow landed in a place and were seen as a total rebirth. So this idea at the moment of looking to looking backwards, looking to the past to go to the future, and looking perhaps to indigenous cultures and their understanding of their interrelationship between themselves and the non-human on every level, whether it be a spiritual non-human or literally a non-human in other species or plants or nature and the precepts of those, the whole idea of this going back in order to go forward, I think is something that really came to mind with this project. And so I think this was most really forward in our minds at the time. And as a result, we decided on doing something to go in the capsule.
Which is actually a drawing rather than a letter, because as an image, it speaks readily to out of language and hopefully encapsulates something, the quality and the timeless values that humans realize in times of crisis that carry through over time, and that it can actually talk of interbeing with all living things.